All right, welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something huge in the world of soccer.
Yeah, we're talking history in the making.
Exactly. We're diving deep into Cristiano Ronaldo's record-breaking run.
And we've got this excerpt from an article. It's called Cristiano Ronaldo Breaks International Goal Record, Cementing Legacy.
So it's pretty clear right off the bat, Ronaldo's achieved something incredible.
Absolutely. The guy is now the leading scorer in men's international soccer ever.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But what does that really mean? I mean, it's a record, sure, but what's the impact?
Well, to put it simply, he scored more goals against national teams than some countries have in their entire history.
Seriously? That's wild.
Oh, yeah. And we're not even talking about those friendly matches. This is official FIFA stuff. World Cup qualifiers, tournaments, the whole nine yards.
And the article mentions just how excited fans are all over the world. This isn't just a big deal for soccer fans. It's a global phenomenon.
It really is. But I think it raises an interesting question about what truly defines greatness in the sport. You know, some people might argue that winning trophies at the club level, like in the Champions League, is actually tougher than racking up goals on the international stage.
That's a good point. I mean, you're facing different levels of competition, right?
Precisely. And the pressure is immense in those club tournaments. But this record forces us to reconsider those assumptions, doesn't it? Maybe international goals carry more weight than we thought.
It definitely adds another layer to the debate, that's for sure. And something else that really stood out to me was Ronaldo's longevity.
Yes. The guy's been at the top of his game for what seems like forever, over a decade, consistently scoring against the best defenses in the world.
And think about how much the game has changed in that time. New tactics, fitter athletes. It's incredible that he's adapted and stayed ahead of the curve.
Right. And to do it all while maintaining that scoring rate, I mean, it's remarkable. Early in his career, it was all about speed and fancy footwork. Now it's his positioning, his killer instinct in front of the goal. He's evolved as a player.
So we've got the record, the celebrations, but I keep coming back to this. What's the long-term impact? Does this achievement change how young players view international soccer?
That's the million-dollar question. You always hear aspiring players talking about joining big clubs, winning championships, but could this shift the focus?
Maybe representing your country, wearing that national team jersey, becomes the ultimate goal.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. Could Ronaldo's record inspire a whole generation to prioritize playing for their country?
Okay, so let's break this down. We've got a broken record. We've got fans going wild. But this is bigger than just one moment. It's about legacy. It's about redefining what it means to be successful in soccer.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? How will this impact the future of the game? Will we see a renewed focus on international competitions?
Lots to ponder, for sure. Thanks for diving into this with us. It's not just about goals. It's about the legacy this achievement leaves behind.
Absolutely. It's a moment that will echo through the history of the sport.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for listening, everyone.